Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Let's see what's happening to the Zalebs squad. What's happening, Sia?
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Look at that. I didn't even bring up what the situation is in your love life. Then I kind of sort of did. Anyway, okay. Z, how are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
Z, give me the freestyle.
I give you a freestyle, but it has to go a little bit of a more mile because you need to pay me and I need to get laid, but not laid as in laid in bed, but laid with money and laid with cash and laid with whatever you think I need to be laid with. But I'm on Cliff Central, so I'm a lady. I'm already laid.
Boom. And boom. I didn't even tell her that I was going to do that to her. You're so good at just, you know, dropping it like it's hot. Journalist by day and rapper by night. It's very, very impressive. Okay, so let's get into some of the very, very big news. Kicking it off with some industry news. And everyone's excited for Ashes to Ashes, but some people are not excited about Ashes to Ashes. What's going on?
So there's a producer who goes by the name of Bonyegile. And, you know, Ashes to Ashes launched their second season last week. And, you know, she posted on social media, on Facebook, she posted something about, you know, oh, Ashes to Ashes is celebrating their second season, but we were not invited. So people are like, oh, you're ranting about not being invited. And she was like, no, actually, it's about, you know, she was fighting for the writers. So they were saying that the writers were not invited to this launch. And she was like, actually, it's not even about the invitation. It's just about how, you know, scriptwriters in South Africa are so receive such ill treatment and how their craft becomes misrepresented as soon as the end product is out of this. So, you know, you know how in the States they had those scriptwriting strikes?
Yeah.
We think that's something that's going to also, it's bubbling in South Africa. So she was just speaking about how even at the SAFTAs, how many great talented writers were snubbed, great Black writers were snubbed at the SAFTAs, and that post just, you know, ignited so much frustration from other writers. So we reached out to ETV to, because Ashes to Ashes on ETV, and they said that we are aware of the ladies' comments and we'll get back to you guys, which they haven't, but it's fine.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a bit of a tricky one. I guess a lot of production companies probably feel that once they've paid the writer what was in the contract, there's no reason for the writer to necessarily be at a launch event. I don't know. You're both writers. What's your take?
I would want to be there.
It's a nice just to be acknowledged and be like, these are the people that, you know.
Because you are making the show.
Yeah, you're a part of it.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it was unfair.
And obviously the salary part of it was, you know, was discussed.
It's a big show, Ashes to Ashes.
It is a big show. It's a big show with great crew cast members.
From one soapy to another soapy, this is just a heartbreaking Rapulana Sepemo. Getting better, but I mean, what a horrible thing to have happen to you. What's the latest in terms of his condition?
Do you want to speak about the hijack?
So we read a story today that it was an apparent hijacking, but it hasn't been confirmed, I think, as far as I know, that is, that the guys that he was with in his cars were trying to hijack him. Apparently. Mm. So that hasn't really been confirmed yet.
But he's going to be okay, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he is okay because on Friday we spoke to Connie Ferguson, who plays Garabo, and Vuyo Tabula, and they just like sent their well wishes, and they went to the hospital to visit him. So they were saying that you know, he's doing better. So
well, let's take a listen. Connie Ferguson and Vuyo Tabula here.
Hey Raps, I know you're doing well because I saw you yesterday. Keep up the fight. We're praying for you. We are thinking of you always, and come back soon.
Hey Bra Raps, I certainly, you know, personally miss you, your energy. Miss you being here, man. Get well soon so that you can come and make fun of me some more. And I'm like really excited to hear. I was excited to hear that you know, no organs were damaged, that you're fine. It's just minor cosmetic things, and I'm looking forward to seeing you back here, man.
Hello, Zalev's music to take you out there. Okay, so that's good to hear that he's going to be okay
he's okay.
Back on set real soon. It's a very unfortunate thing to happen, though. What a serious inconvenience. I don't know how much truth there is to that hijacking story.
Yeah, we're also a bit skeptical.
Yeah, that's a Sunday paper, right?
Is it?
It was
ENCA. ENCA?
It's all on the website.
Okay. They syndicate a lot of stuff, so you never really know. Yeah. We'll have to wait to hear from him exactly what happened. And then I'm really disappointed. I just feel like it's unfair that they just went and put a new member in the soil and they never asked me.
Did you audition?
No, they didn't even ask me if I wanted to audition.
No, but they asked everyone to audition, so I mean...
But then I never saw them. I never saw it on my...
That means you were not...
First of all, I expected a DM.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, I'm not just going to go to a general thing, because, I mean, obviously, if I'm going to bring my a cappella expertise... Then
can we hear your
opinion? Best be for a reason. No, the climate's not right. So, you know, is what it is. But talk to me about whoever it is now that's got this gig. It's fine. I'm going to start my own band. Yeah?
Well, we also don't know her that well. It was just announced like 20 minutes ago that they finally got her. I think her name is Theo Matabula or something like that. It doesn't matter.
She won't last long.
I'll butcher her name. So, yes, the Soul have found their leading female vocalist, Ofta Buhle, who is on a bit of a break.
Yeah.
Because she's heading to her ancestral calling. And all the best to that lady. And I don't know. Hope you're as good as Buhle. No pressure.
No, she can't be as good as Buhle.
Yeah, you don't think so.
No.
They gig a lot, so whoever the lead singer is has to work a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just sent through a WeChat message, aka tweeted, this is in 2011.
Oh.
What is this? Someone sent through a message of aka tweeting out a phone number, and then Bonang retweeted and said DMs that land up on the public timeline. But this was back in the 30th of March 2011. I wonder if that's aka's number. 082-695-0853. Sir, do you have his number?
Let's see.
Double check. 082... Listen to that laugh.
The evil laugh.
No, that's not the one that I have.
Okay, maybe that's another one.
Maybe he changed his number.
I like that. I love it when people send through like really old tweets of things.
Twitter files.
Okay, so from AKA to J something, he is talking about his wedding.
Yeah. Okay. So we just asked him, like, when is he getting married? Because he's with, you know, what's her name? Coco.
Coco, yeah.
Yes.
Coco Cordelia.
So he says he's not sure right now. He hasn't really thought that far. But it would have to be something very personal, you know, with just family and friends. And he doesn't know when that's going to happen. So, yeah.
So basically he said something's cooking.
Well, yeah.
In the oven?
He didn't really give too much info.
He was he beat around the bush. Yeah. He doesn't speak up quite a lot about his better half.
No,
which is fine. We'll get it out of him one day.
He does have a better half, which is more than what we can say for Lerato Kanyako, having a formal better half. What is that face? What's wrong, Z?
It just bored me because I just feel like, why did you post?
What's going on? What happened? I didn't see any of this.
No, she posted.
I haven't been watching the link. Tell me what happened.
Is it still on?
I don't know, maybe.
Wow. No, she just posted a ring, I think, on an Instagram account. And, you know, usually when ladies do that, it usually means that you're getting engaged,
she
right?
She just posted a ring on its own.
No, just a picture of herself, and then you can see the ring on the ring thing.
Oh, let me look this up.
Everybody's look.
Oh, did she remove it? Did she clear it?
Yeah, she posted that picture. So obviously people started congratulating her. Others were asking if she's engaged. And she was like, no. She posted a video.
Her account is private.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah. So she was like, no, I'm not engaged. I'm still single. That was just a, I don't know what she said, but it's not an engagement ring. But I mean, obviously when you post a ring, like, you know, it means you are
engaged.
You know, celebrities and just...
She's just looking for a little bit of attention,
yeah,
maybe. But that's part of what it is to be a celebrity.
Oh, must be exhausting.
Any news out of Metro FM this week? Have they fired anyone, replaced anyone, disciplined anyone?
I won't say anything.
No, what is it?
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
No, what may have happened? Whisper it to me quickly.
We want more media accreditation.
Oh, you want media accreditation for the Metro FM Music Awards?
Yeah.
More. Well, you can use ours.
More,
we're not going. How many people do you want to go through?
Ten.
Four. Wait, how many guys are you getting?
I don't know. We can ask. You can go for us. It's fine.
Okay.
Why don't you want to go?
I mean, when are they?
On Saturday.
Oh, where are they?
Derbs.
Oh,
you really don't care.
No. I have seen a lot of people getting ready for the awards.
Yeah.
And kind of picking out their... Like the threaded man who's on our show, Sia Biyile, is dressed in Nomuzi. So people take it very seriously. Is it going to be live on TV?
Yeah, yes. It's going to be on that.
Yeah,
okay. Well, let's see who pulls the shenanigan this year.
I hope there's I hope there's drama. That's all we.
Yeah, that's all we want.
I'm
drama.
Sure there will be.
Yeah.
Any other celebrity news to be aware of?
I don't know if this is like important or whatever. So on Sunday, they reported a story about Andile Jali, the soccer player, who's with Nontle Ndala. Apparently, he doesn't take care of his family, and Nontle's like eating all his money, and blah blah blah, and blah blah blah. But now he went on Instagram just a couple of minutes ago, I think, and he posted like a picture of a house. So he's building a house for his family.
Okay.
So I think he was just trying to like say, guys, look, I am taking care of my dad.
But for me, it became so suspicious when Nontle Ndala, like, what, deleted
her Instagram
account.
She deleted her Instagram.
She's not on Instagram right now.
You know, whenever you mention those two names, though, as important as those two people are, there is always this woman that comes to mind.
When you what? You called me what? Mining Americana. Talk now. Talk now. Hold on, wait. Hold on, wait. I eat. I don't text people. I eat. So what?
And that there is all the latest celebrity news. You can keep up with Zelebs over at Zelebs.com. What was that, Wendy?
You wanna abuse care.
Yeah, okay. All right, Wendy, I feel you. You can catch up with all that stuff. They're also all over on social media. Sia and Z, thank you so much for hanging out. Power.
Power, man.
There you go.
All the way.
Wendy, take us to the next tune, girl.
I will tear you up.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.